Can you wholesale with no credit, bad credit, or even no money? Now, here's the thing. You can absolutely wholesale with no money in your pocket and bad credit or no credit. I see a lot of 17, 18-year-olds get into this business. They have no credit whatsoever. I see a lot of 50-year-olds get into this business, and some of them have made poor decisions throughout their whole life, and they have bad credit. And I see a lot of people doing deals without even putting a single dollar in on a transaction. In fact, wholesaling is assigning a piece of paper, assigning the rights to a contract that you made with the seller. And with the seller, you have actually been able to offer that property for sale to an end buyer. So that end buyer is most likely going to fix the property up to fix and flip it, or to keep it long-term for a rental. Now, you don't need money. You don't need money because all you're doing is selling a piece of paper. Your paper is the contract rights to that property to sell. Now, there is something called earnest money. A lot of people might hit me up in the comments right now, but there's something called earnest money. And earnest money is basically something of value for something of value. And traditional real estate realtors and real estate agents actually want to go ahead and have you put up something of value for something of value, meaning you're putting up 1% essentially is customary to take a property off of the multiple listing service and for a seller and the seller's agent or realtor to make them feel good about taking that property off the market to contract with you as a buyer. If you were the buyer in that situation, you in that situation will put up 1%. So if it's $100,000, you would put up $1,000. Now that's real estate agents. That's realtors and sellers that are represented by real estate agents and realtors. So here's the thing. You are not representing anybody other than yourself. And most of the time, unless a seller is completely savvy and has a little bit of real estate knowledge, they're not going to say anything about earnest money. In fact, you don't even have to put a dollar up. Now, every once in a while, my guys will put $100 up or you know, $500. Every once in a while, we'll get a seller pushback. I want $1,000 or $2,000 up, and we'll put earnest money down on a case-by-case scenario. But I would say 90% of our wholesales, we never put a dollar up. And the simple fact is we just don't say anything about earnest money. We just tell them we're going to shop your contract and we're going to find a buyer for you, or we're going to buy it ourselves. And they're completely fine with that. So the moral of the story is you don't have to have a single dollar invested to sell a property on wholesale assignment. Now, the thing is, you don't have to have credit either. Bad credit, no credit, good credit, it just doesn't matter. When you have no credit, that's completely fine in wholesaling because you're not actually gaining credit to buy the house. In fact, you're not even buying the house. You're selling the paperwork. You're just acting as a median for an exchange. You're being a median, an exchange, to have the buyer and the seller come together for a meeting of the minds. And all you're doing is transacting the two together. And you're making a good profit for it. You're making a good margin for doing so. Your assignment fee is based on the value you're bringing to both parties, which is connecting the dots, connecting them together to be able to transact at closing. There's no credit involved. You're not opening a credit line to go buy a car. You're not opening a credit line to go get a new cell phone. You're not doing any of that. You're just connecting two people together to go transact a simple piece of real estate. And that's it. No credit, bad credit, good credit, doesn't matter. $100, $1,000, $20,000, it just doesn't matter. You can do this as a 15-year-old. You can do this as an 18-year-old. 50s, 70s, it just doesn't matter. And in fact, I heard a story, I don't know where he's from, but there's this gentleman doing what's called astro flipping in one of the Midwestern states, and he's in his late 80s doing this. He's a single guy actually buying properties up on contract in wholesale, and he's selling these contracts without even stepping foot on the property. He has people, this is why they call it astro flipping, he has people being boots on the ground doing a walkthrough, getting video for him, sending that back to him. And because he's elderly, he just doesn't want to be involved. And he doesn't want to, because of the coronavirus economy, he doesn't even want to be out there in the public. So he's putting these in these different Facebook groups without even stepping foot. So if an 80-year-old can do it, you can definitely do it no matter what age you are. So credit, money, age, it just doesn't matter. So that's it. It's as simple as that.